Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. and Russian diplomats agreed Friday to keep talking in the standoff over Ukraine, even though their meeting produced no movement in the crisis that has seen Moscow amass tens of thousands of troops at the border and the West ramp up supplies of weapons to Kiev. With fears of an invasion of Ukraine running high and seemingly intractable demands, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met for about 90 minutes in Geneva at what the Americans said was a critical moment. Expectations were low going in, and there was no breakthrough. Blinken told Lavrov the U.S. would give Russia written responses to Moscow's proposals next week and suggested the two would likely meet again shortly after that, offering some hope that an invasion would be delayed for at least a few more days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the current world is much more chaotic, much less predictable than during the Cold War between the former Soviet Union and the United States, and it's dangerous because there are no instruments to deal with crises. He told reporters Friday that the Cold War was between two opposing blocs where there were clear rules and mechanisms to prevent conflict. He said it never became hot because there was a certain level of predictability. He said he wouldn't call the dangerous situation today a cold or hot war, but probably a new form of tepid confrontation. Government and business leaders have urged global cooperation on climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economic recovery at the World Economic Forum's virtual gathering this week. Speeches and discussions from the likes of Chinese President Xi Jinping and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres moved online after COVID-19 concerns delayed the group's annual meeting